The following program is sponsored by Friends of Life Outreach International.
Coming up, James and Betty encourage you to start restoring biblical principles and stop focusing on just your personal desires.
And it's all about ourselves, you know, instead of about looking at right, maybe the neighbor next door, maybe the one sitting next to you, you know. What are their needs? What are they hurting over? I think we've forgotten about what God wants us to do as Christians is to look around us and see so much need.
We welcome you to life today. Betty and I began to try to make it clear how we're going to spend the latter years of our life. We're both 80 years old. If we live to be 100, we've lived 80% of our life. A lot of you are 50 or more. Many of our viewers are 60 or 70. And we sure do thank you for sticking with us, many younger viewers too. But the point is that we have lived a great part of our life, and we're going to end the last stage of it, that's for sure. And we have amazing health, which I think your prayers have made a lot of that possible, because we've been through some challenges. I had a deadly staph infection that could have taken my life a few years ago, and it did hurt me. There's no question about that. We've fought a lot of challenges in our lives, and we just thank you for lifting us up with your prayers. But we feel like the most important time of our life is right now. I believe God is going to do more than he's ever done through a ministry that has touched millions of people and led millions to Christ all over the world. And you've made that possible. Betty and I are asking you to join us right now as we pray about how God wants us to even more effectively put his arms around a broken, dying world. Betty, I think that we've watched a lot go on in our life. You and I have been blessed to have three children, one in heaven. And that's a challenge, to lose a 40-year-old daughter who has three beautiful children and married, great, you know, beautiful, just an incredibly indescribable family. And she's gone. And that was heavy. And I don't know if we'd have made it without the prayers of our viewers.
Absolutely, James. I mean, we needed your prayers so much. Just like you always want people praying for you, and we want to do that for you. We want to be an encouragement to you. We want you to understand the purposes of God in your life. We want you to understand you're important to God. He does have a purpose for you. You know, James, when things kind of get everybody goes through those struggles. We're not always on the mountaintop. We'd love to be all the time, but we have those walks when we feel kind of low sometimes. And just recently, I was up. I'm always up earlier than you. I've just always been a morning person.
And I'm up early, too.
You are.
But not like her.
But I was up early one morning just recently, and I was kind of feeling that weight, not really knowing. I think just the surroundings of what's going on in our world right now, our country, the heaviness that everyone must feel. You feel it, I'm sure. But I got up, and it was almost like unintentionally I was saying, oh, poor me. I'm 80 years old. I'm tired. I give up, God. It's like God just, in his spirit, just shook me in his gentle way. And he said, Betty, it's not about you. It's about me and my purposes. I put you here for this time, and you're to follow me, and you're to just be my vessel to use to glorify my name. And I've got a purpose for you, so take that weight off of you. I will carry the burdens. You just follow me. James, that just lightened my heart.
I'm amazed at how clearly you hear him, and how deeply you want to please him and not disappoint. You are the most amazing person I've ever known. You are brilliant beyond words. Betty has a memory that, you know, when you grew up, you were a middle child. You had a sister that was maybe the valedictorian in the school, one of the smartest for sure.
Probably, yeah, one of the smartest.
Her brother was a real popular, handsome young athlete. And she was just jammed in the middle of four children.
And the baby was the baby. You know,
the baby was the baby. So that was, she was getting all kinds of attention. But Betty said, I felt like I was dumb. I felt like I was overlooked, unimportant, but I tried to do my schoolwork, but I never felt like I was very good at it. It's amazing how little confidence you had, but I was amazed at what I saw in you. And I'm telling you, you're the most amazing person I've ever known. I've never watched anybody learn faster. I don't know anybody smarter. She's come to see the brilliance and the wisdom that God's given her. And there's no boastfulness in her, there's gratitude. But I watch you now, Betty, as you weep over our nation. What is giving you this deep burden for a nation that has been so deceived that it's like all of our leaders do nothing but lie? It's like much of our media is nothing but lies.
It's become normal, James. People think lying is okay. They think that's the way of life now. And it's all about ourselves, you know, instead about looking at right, maybe the neighbor next door, maybe the one sitting next to you, you know. What are their needs? What are they hurting over? I think we've forgotten about what God wants us to do as Christians, is to look around us and see so much need and how we can be a part of lifting the weight these people go through. And, you know, I think people are walking around, they see with their eyes, they're open, but they're blind. They don't see, James. They don't see all the evil that's come against this whole world, as a matter of fact. And we see it especially in our own country, because it's just like we've accepted it. We thought, well, that's just the way life is. And that's not the way God wants the best for us. He wants the best for you. And we have to open our eyes and see. And we have an opportunity as the church. When you come to know Jesus, you become a part of His family, a part of His church. It's not a building. It's Him. It's Him. And so we have a responsibility to walk and to let people see the light that comes only from Him. Yes, there's times when it's hard. We have to be firm, just like with our children, James. We love them so dearly, but sometimes we have to correct them. Sometimes God has to correct us, and we have to be able to see that and that He's doing it because He loves us so much. We've forgotten.
Well, we've walked away from His will and not able to see as clearly as we should. But I think you can see that the father of lies, Satan, is the father of lies. You know, the disciples, when Jesus was teaching His disciples how to walk in faith, the evil ones, the deceived ones, were attacking Him nonstop. And they were boasting when He told them that they were deceived and that they didn't know the truth. They said, well, we are the children of Abraham. He's our father. And He said, no, He's not your father. Satan is your father, the father of lies, and he's controlling you. And he was, and it was these people who could even quote the Bible and who had religion and who were part of God's chosen family, Israel, they're the ones that demanded the death of Jesus. It wasn't Caesar. It wasn't Herod. It was the literally the Bible believers that crucified Him because they were deceived. Well, right now, deception is prevailing in our country. Leaders are deceived. The media is deceived, and they go deceiving continually. And this is what both of us are weeping over. I want you so concerned about it that it inspires me. But I want to say, wake up, church. Mm-hmm. Wake up. It's time for us to come to God. It's time for us to start restoring the walls like Nehemiah did. This is what we have to do. And I think the stage is set for the greatest spiritual awakening in history. I really do believe this. The enemy has revealed how awful the effect of his lies are. And we've got an opportunity to show people the profound transforming power of truth. Literally, love, unconditional love, delivering the transforming truth of God. That's what, Betty, I feel like we and all of our viewers, all of you who support our ministry, we have a chance right now to take the gospel of the kingdom to the ends of the earth. It needs to start here. We need to see a great turn right now. We need to start rebuilding the walls. I think many of you are familiar with Nehemiah. Some 4 to 500 years before Christ, Nehemiah, distressed about how the walls of Jerusalem had been damaged and torn down, and how there was no security, there was no peace. And he was determined to rebuild the walls. And when he started rebuilding them, Betty, all hell came out against him. Every critic, Sanballat, all the people that hated what he was doing were determined to stop him. But he said, we're going to restore the walls. Now think about this. The walls that he was restoring were for protection. The walls that we need to be restoring now are principles put back in place that become walls of protection. They become the foundation stones that you can build anything on, and it stands secure. It's not building on sand. It won't be shaken. So we build the foundation, we restore it, we restore the walls which are to protect us. Now that is what God is calling us to do now. It is what Nehemiah did. But Betty, when he started it, the first thing he did is he built the gates. He restored the gates. Because we're not trying to keep people out or keep people in. We're trying to protect the people from evil, from destruction. That's what the walls are for. But you have the gates to control the gates, opening and closing. But you oversee the gates, who comes in, who goes out. For the last years, we have not controlled any gates, and we've torn down the walls. It's nonsense. It's suicide. It's destruction, and we've done it. And the reason we've done it is deception. The father of lies is prevailing. Probably 80 or 90% of the media is controlled by the father of lies, total deception. People who are in power, people who are leading, are deceiving. They can lie as easily as they can tell a story, a joke, or an experience. It's just one lie after the other. And I watch you, Betty, you are so distressed over this. You're weeping over it. Why is it so big to you that you watch this prevailing? Why is that so disturbing to you?
Because I have experienced the love and the joy and the truth of Jesus in my walk, in my journey of 80 years. I've enjoyed knowing the difference between good and evil. And you know, James, we just get so trapped. And I was just reading recently in God's Word about He gives us choice, freedom of choice. We have to make a choice to turn away from those things that aren't best for us, to turn away from wickedness and follow Him. He said, you can choose me again and again and again. I will listen. I will hold you. I'm always there for you. I will never leave you or forsake you. People that you meet in life, can they say that? Really, truly, if they're trying to use you, I'm going to be there for you? No, they can't. But God does. No matter what you're going through, He says, I will be there for you. I will pick you up. I will restore you to where you can walk in victory, in truth, and in light, and in joy. We don't know what real joy is until we walk in God's joy.
You know, you would do very well to read Nehemiah, because Betty, when he began to do the very things you and I pray will happen when he began to restore the walls, got the gates secure where they function properly, then been rebuilding the walls, the enemy came against them full force. They had to work with guards, with their spears and their bows and their swords watching. But also the workers that were building the walls. They had a trowel in one hand and they had a sword in the other hand. And Nehemiah said, you are not going to stop this work. Every person that believes in the importance of freedom, in the things that made this nation great, understand that what made the nation great were the principles upon which it was built, were the principles that were in place, that history confirms always work. When they are in place, everything from your marriage to relationships to business, even to sports, you have to have that team spirit of unity, which is a principle of unity that has to prevail. And it has to be truth. That's what the walls are. And he was rebuilding them, but he was fighting to protect them, their own lives as the builders. We're going to have to do that today. It's already started. and it must continue. But we can't stop until we get the foundation restored and until we get the walls rebuilt. And we're going to be in a battle to do it. The church needs to stand with courage and compassion and conviction and do it. We need to put the right leaders in place. We need to see that they put the right principles in place. These are the choices we're making right now. They're the most important choices we will ever make. The future of freedom here in America literally depends upon the choices we're going to make in the next weeks. Period. And what happens to freedom all over the world will be determined by what we do with it here. Only the church, only the family of the perfect Father, only the family of the one who knows the principles can restore the walls of safety and security and save the future of freedom. The church, the family of God, the family of the perfect Father, we are the only ones who can save the future of freedom. We're asking all of you who have helped us put God's arms around people all over the world to be willing to fight. You've got to fight. You fight the deceiver. You fight Satan. You fight his intentions. And you defeat him with the principles, the unshakable principles of God. Get them in place. They're rock solid. Father, would you help us to make your dream, that your will be done on your earth by your family, to reveal you to a world in bondage and defeat, blinded by the enemy. Would you please bring us together in supernatural unity so we can witness the miracle your heart longs for? In Jesus' name. Amen. The church is the only source that can correct course. We are the only ones who can point the way. We are the only ones who can restore the walls, rebuild the walls and the foundation, and we can do it. Would you become one committed to it? We're going to do our best to work with you. I want you to write, email at the address there, suggestions you have for how we could help you and your family, how we could help you face the challenges of the day effectively as an overcomer. Let us know how you believe we can help get the family of God to fulfill the Father's dream. Betty, I have totally lost my life in seeing his dream fulfilled. You can see that, can't you? And I know you have too. And we're in it together.
We are.
We're asking you to get in it with us, please. We can correct the course. We can see the miracle of the greatest awakening in history. And we can see the gospel of the kingdom preached in all nations. The gospel of the kingdom, his will being done on his earth for his glory. Amen. By his family. God, let it happen. Raise us up to help inspire it to happen in Jesus' name. I believe you're going to join us. You send questions or suggestions, email right to that address. Would you do something right now that we've been doing for years? Would you help us continue to rescue the people that are being taken into sexual slavery, into bondage, into hell on earth? I want you to watch closely. You're going to see the power of love that you have spread all over the world. Would you help us do it right now in a greater impact than ever? We can do it. Watch.
My name is Noan, and I am 30 years old. I grew up in a very poor family, and we lived in a jungle. Growing up, we really have a good family, and we really love each other. But then something happened when my mom passed away. My brother went to work in the city, My sister was sold into prostitution, and then my dad left me at a store. I became one of the maids, like cleaning the house and cleaning the store. And then a lady came to the shop, and she was a woman who sell the kids to be a prostitute, which I didn't know back then. So a lady came to the shop, and the shopkeeper said, "Do you want this girl? Because I don't want anything to do with her." She was about to take me out of the store. And then, amazingly, another lady came in. And then they were fighting over, like, who should have me. So at the end, the shopkeeper said, "Well, let the girl pick her own." And I believe that it was because of God's plan and God's goodness for my life. I chose the second lady.
The woman who rescued Nuan from the store was a Christian, and eventually Nuan made her way to the Life Center in Southeast Asia. Nuan shares what it was like to grow up safe from the threats of human trafficking.
The thing that I have seen is that they're so loving, they're so kind, and they embraced me in, and so that kind of changed my life, because I really need someone to love me at that age.
You're so beautiful. You're so beautiful. Thank you, God. Thank you. Betty, it's what our supporters have helped us do for so many years. I love you. Would you help us reach even more? Doesn't that bless you?
Oh, it really does. God truly sent her an angel that was watching over her. And that was because of your love, your care, by helping us to be able to have these places, these missionaries to go and to be there for them. That woman took her away from the evil that was fixing to be put upon her, the heartache, the pain, and she offered her life. She chose right, James.
See, we not only get them like that, and boy, we're going after it full time, and we work with law enforcement to do our best to work at their side to rescue them. And we build life centers everywhere. We built perhaps the largest in the world. Sometimes you see glimpses of how beautiful it is. We used to could show you the children there singing in English and all happy, but we found out if we showed their faces and they were seeing, they would be kidnapped on the street to try to take them back. So we have to only show them from the backside. That's so sad. But you made it possible for thousands of children to go through that home and then all the other homes in the other third world countries. You are the ones that rescue them, just like Nam was rescued. And what a beautiful, isn't she pretty? Isn't that great? That's what love does, and love never fails. Would you help us put more loving arms around more desperately needy people? Would you make a gift right now? And we've got a group of friends that gave us a $320,000 matching gift challenge right now. So you give $128,000, you don't rescue just one, you rescue two. I always ask you to think big. If you give $1,280, you will rescue 10, but not 10 now. It'll be double to 20. Could you do that? Would you do it today? Please, go get your bank card. Use it like a check. Always use them that way. If you write a check, though, make it to Life. But whatever you do, please call us or email us and let us know what's going in the mail or going online, because we need to know, and your gift will be doubled. You are giving life. You are giving people a new future. Thank you so much.
Innocent children and young people longing to be loved and cared for are being abducted and sold at the hands of violent predators forced into the evil industry of human trafficking.
Through Mission Rescue Life, you can reach out to warn children who are at risk for sex trafficking, rescue those already enslaved, and restore young lives and give them a future. With a generous $320,000 matching gift, now your gift of $128 to help rescue one child can be doubled to help two children. Your $64 gift will be matched to help save one child from the horrors of human trafficking. And a $32 Mission Rescue gift will be doubled to $64. To say thank you for your gift, we'll send you Worship, Wisdom, and Wonder. The pages of this beautifully crafted book are rich with words that will inspire you as you experience the worship found in Psalms. Receive life-giving direction through the wisdom of Proverbs and be reminded of the wonder of our God. With your gift of $128 or more, you'll receive the Refuge of Life framed artwork, a beautiful matted picture frame with printed scripture that reminds you to set your mind on worship through the words of Isaiah 44:3. Finally, please consider a gift of $1,280, which will now help save 20 children. And you may request our inspiring bronze sculpture, A Cup of Water. Please call, write, or make your gift online.
But we do have some beautiful gifts for you. We try to send you something that will bless you in worship, wisdom, and wonder. And it is so beautifully presented in the Passion Translation. And we also have the bronze. I'm going to be talking to Betty tomorrow a whole lot about what God has shown her and put on her heart and really telling you the many ways that she has ministered to me. And I honestly think to you, and I don't think any of you realize how much you mean to us. How much you mean to people that thought nobody cared. Yeah. We could weep over those desperately needy, but we couldn't get God's arms around them without you. And that's literally what you're doing. You're putting God's arms around them by supporting the people who long to do that. Thank you. Don't miss the next program. Thank you for being a part of the family together, part of His family, to fulfill His kingdom purpose. God bless you.
That you give your life to your Father, the one who helped you see, won't leave you recklessly.
Stay connected with Life Today through your favorite social media. Get access to exclusive content and news from all of the outreaches of Life. Just search Life Today and you'll be connected to exciting shows featuring your favorite guests. Never miss a moment to get inspired, get involved, and get the best of life anytime, anywhere. Life Today is always on. Subscribe, follow, like, and get the Life Today social media experience.
And I was told by a medical professional and then another one that you have terminal cancer and you're going to die if you don't do it this way.
Tomorrow. Life Today is made possible by the supporters of Life Outreach International. Your gift will be used exclusively for the exempt purposes of Life. The ministry features specific outreaches as examples of the programs it supports and conducts. Gifts are considered to be without restriction as to use unless explicitly stipulated by the donor. The ministry is a member of the ECFA.